Let's join hands and hearts across this congregation. God of our weary ears, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in thy path. God, we wait on your Holy Spirit to come and fill our heads and hearts, that you give us a spirit of Jesus and Nat Turner and Martin King and Harriet Tubman and Fannie Lou Hamer and Roy Wilkins and so many others, God, who have laid their lives on the line, who have followed your gospel and seen the fullness of it, that we might have life, not just in the eternal, not just the sweet by and by, but to have life in its fullness right here on earth, to fulfill your word. Give us this day our daily bread on earth as it is in heaven. So we ask the Holy Spirit that you will come and be our preacher, and that I not be in the way. We ask, oh God, that you will hide me behind your cross, that your will shall be done, and we will give your name honor and glory and praise that it so rightly deserves. It's in the name of Jesus and in the nature of Christ that we pray. And the people of God say together, amen,
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 amen.
Amen.
I should have said that all three presenters on yesterday were not only on one spirit in understanding of what we would share, but we were also on one spirit of having a cold. And I was real tempted to sing with the choir, but I remember what happened last time, and my voice is still somewhere in between here and there. So we'll do the best we can with the help of the Lord. I want to lift up one verse of scripture from that which was read in your hearing. Now there were four leprous men outside the city gate, who said to one another, why should we sit here until we die? Repeat these words after me. Why sit here until we die? Come on, let it manifest itself in you. Turn to somebody and ask that question. Why sit here until we die? Want to preach for a few moments on this day of honoring God and celebrating and commemorating our brother in the faith and my brother in the fraternity, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Refuse option three. Refuse option three. Refuse option three. Repeat after me, please. Possibilities are fertile when you determine to try. Refuse option three. Our text tells us that a famine has struck the cities of Israel and Samaria. And as a result, to add insult to injury, Israel is at war against the Aramaeans. And because of the famine, food is very scarce and very expensive. There are actually several situations revealed in this passage, my brothers and sisters, but for the time that is mine, I want to focus in on verses 3 and 4. The text tells us that in the midst of the war going on and famine in process, four starving lepers are sitting on the side of the road outside of Samaria, contemplating their options. The four lepers are thinking about what could be done that would positively impact their current predicament. These four fellows concluded that they had at least four serious issues. Number one, they're sick. They have leprosy. Two, they are starving. They have no food. 3, they are infected with leprosy and are not allowed back into the general population. 4, they are in need of a place to live. And as the down on their luck lepers talk about their situation, they narrow down their options to 3. Option 1, they could go and try to go back into Israel where the famine is in effect, where there's little food, but the religious law would permit them, that would not permit them to return to the city. And even though there's a war going on, their outward appearance would allow others to know that they have a health problem and they would not be allowed to stay. Option 2, they could defect to the Armenian camp. They could be killed. But they could also, there's also a chance that they would be arrested. And if that happens, guess what? The Armenians got food. And they would have something to eat. And then there's option 3. They could just sit outside the city and wait to die. After deliberating over these options, the lepers came to the conclusion to go with option 2. Verse 2 says it this way. Why sit here and die? Let us go over to the camp of the Armenians and surrender. If they spare us, we live. Plus they have plenty of food. If they kill us, then we die. Notice that by the number 2 option family, the lepers chose a creative option. Risky option, yes, but a bold option. It's risky, but it's a believable option. Option 1, the going back to Israel option, wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best option because there was no chance or change would occur for the lepers going back or attempting to go back into Israel. Option 2 seemed to have the most positive possibilities. There was a chance that the lepers could be killed or, as we say around the way, they get locked up and have 3 hots and a cot while in the Samaritan jail. Family, the paramount point of this passage is the 4 lepers chose an option of action, but with the opportunity of positive resolve, an option of action and an opportunity for positive resolve. If you were to think about it, we all consider options and choices every day, don't we? Some of major consequence and some of minor circumstance. We mull over what we need to do, how we might do it. We weigh the options, the pros and the cons of the what ifs, and knowing that we do need to do something. We need to make a decision, we think, each and every day we think about this. But sadly, some of us get stuck in the paralysis of the problem and wind up selecting something similar to the leper's option 3. Family, whenever we are indecisive, whenever we choose to do nothing, when we let our opportunity pass us by without a try, what we may be doing is selecting the sit here and die option. Understand that to die does not necessarily mean to cease to physically exist or ceasing to be alive. To die also implies that a person has become stagnant and a person has become stuck in their situation. They are lacking conditional social advancement or spiritual change. To die is in effect to give up. As we commemorate the 90th birthday, along with the spirit and the life of the civil rights movement led by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and as we find ourselves caught between a pathological president and impotent politicians whose policies are clearly an attempt to turn back progress, and who is in effect trying to bend the will of the people into getting his way to build a wall by way of furlough.
Family, I stopped by to encourage somebody not to choose option three. Don't just sit there and die. Some of us are dealing with personal problems and marital problems. Some of us are concerned about family, financial problems, and other people are dealing with health problems, and we feel like giving up. Yes, you, if you're in any of those categories, I've stopped by to encourage you, don't sit here and die. Don't you give up. At least try. At least try. At least try. You see, to try at its core is faith. Faith is the willingness to try even if the situation seems hopeless or helpless. Faith is trying even if the option appears useless. Faith is trusting God and yourself when it seems like you're out of options. And if that, and if what you've tried doesn't work, if you die in the process, at least you die trying. You tried everything that you could do. You did your best. Family, the beautiful thing about the four lepers in our text is that all four agreed. During the time that Dr. King started his movement, he knew that most of the black Christian congregations would not agree. They would not participate, largely because the black pastors were intimidated and infuriated by the so-called white supremacist structure. They did not all agree that this was the right time. They did not all agree that this was the right process. This was not the right strategy. Pastors said, don't mess with white power structure. These folks will crush you. We're not going to win these black pastors said. We can't work together. Family, I can't help but believe that those black pastors that met recently with the president did so because they felt inferior to some degree. They felt overwhelmed by the president and felt that they couldn't win unless they joined. Dr. King said, no, we're going to fight this thing. Dr. King said in the midst of going to the ongoing black challenges, says to us today in the midst of ongoing black challenges that of black challenges and brown challenges and the moral challenges of today. Dr. King says in the midst of social and spiritual challenges, quit being scared. Quit being intimidated. Don't you sit here and die. And here's why. Our faith in God and learning to trust ourselves matures us. Oh, I see I need to help somebody. David learned that he had to grow up in God. He had to trust God. And when David finally learned to trust God, he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Dr. Grant, I agree with Dr. Cornell West when he says that American Christianity in many ways is a market form of Christianity. Churches are full of Easter Sunday. They're full on Easter Sunday, but empty on Good Friday. West says Christians like to show up when the victory is won. In the 60s, we saw Christians engaging in anti-racist struggle, and with Martin King, we saw them working side by side, and Christians were called to go into the depth of their understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which affirmed the dignity and sanctity of each and every individual. Sometimes the church has had an issue about the tactics of the Black Lives Matters movement. The church has had issues sometimes with the Me Too movement, and the church has had issues with other movements, and the church has feelings with the way that your president is handling immigrants and immigration policies. And if we are going to resolve our issue, or change the way we feel, the Christian church, particularly the black Christian church, must resolve its own issue and reclaim, its prophetic voice and activism. Dr. West says the black church has become too niggerized and deodorized and sanitized, comfortable. How do we respond to and resist all forms of evil? People have often thought that the Christian church has no place in politics. In the past and now, people tend to think that religious talk is different than political talk. Family, understand that the kingdom talk is not a metaphor. It's real talk, it's real action, it's real activity. Kingdom talk is not something that we ought to wait for until we die to receive. Kingdom talk is something to experience in the here and the now. I wish I had a witness here. It takes deep religious faith not to give up. Do I have a witness? Anybody here besides me ever thought about giving up? Anybody here besides me ever thought about quitting? But every time you did, your faith, you got up by faith and you tried again. You wanted to quit. You wanted to try. You wanted to pass it on to somebody else. But something deep down inside would not let you. I wish I had a witness here. When you struggle to make certain decisions, it becomes a life-defining moment. Did you hear what I just said? When you make a decision, it is a life-defining moment. Based on the decision that you make, the option you choose, you either rise in self-dignity and worth or shrink to the consequences of your situation. If you want conditions or situations to change for the better, you are going to have to deal with the worst of conditions and situations. Did you hear what I just said? If you want the best, you're going to have to deal with the worst. You have to deal with your own Pettus Bridge. You have to deal with your own Bull Connor. You have to deal with your own lynching rope. If you want things to get better, you're going to have to deal with your own issues around love. If you want times to change for you, you're going to have to deal with your own midnight experience. If you want life conditions or situations to change for the better, you'll have to choose. You must refuse option 3. Check this. God does not make a soul change. God creates human souls, and the souls have to choose. Did you hear what I said? The soul has to choose. The soul must desire to become strong. If this country is going to change for the better, if black and brown are going to be treated better, if women are going to be treated equally, if the LGBTQ community is going to be acknowledged fairly, if this world is going to get any better, it will be by option 2. The church, the Christian church, choosing not to sit and die. We used to sing, "Wade in the water, God going to trouble the water." If you want to be transformed, if you want to be changed, you've got to be troubled. If you don't have courage to be in crisis, guess what? You'll never change. Nobody expected Dr. King's movement to change segregated bus laws. Nobody expected voting rights bills and civil rights bills from coming out of marching and protesting and sitting in. The same way nobody expected Jesus to be born in an unimportant family in a little funky Bethlehem to shake up the world and transform religion and rules and class and culture. Nobody expected it. Nobody expected Jesus to be the one to establish God's new reign and rule on earth. But what the haters didn't understand about Dr. King, and for sure what they didn't understand about Jesus Christ the King, is that they refused to choose option 3. Somebody here needs to make up their minds. Somebody here needs to get it deep down in their spirit that the only viable option is to try. Somebody here needs to settle inside of yourself that you cannot stop now. The only choice that makes any sense is option two. You must press, you must push, you must pursue, you must persevere. I wish I had a praying church this morning. If you're going to go down, go down. Don't you go down without a fight. If you're going to go down, sometimes you have to stop singing and you have to start swinging. Do I have a witness? There are times when our options are limited, but God still demands us to choose the best option. The word says, I have set before you life and death and blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live and your seed. Somebody here may be contemplating a decision, having a serious surgery, to be satisfied with a job or pursue a career, to be satisfied in your position or take that leap in the position that is being offered to. Somebody here is dealing with continue to be a renter or to stepping out on faith and owning a home. Somebody's considering giving up because you've been down so long. Family, I don't know what the decisions, what the choices you're contemplating, but I do know if you don't decide you will to make a bold move and step out on faith, you will be selecting option three, the sit here and die option. Not only that, but the option you choose, the choice you will make will determine if the Lord will bless you in abundance or not. The choice that you make will determine if your faith will increase or not. The choice that you make will determine will your experience lasting to change your life or not. Somebody needs to make a bold decision because, truth be told, you might be running out of time. The truth of the matter is, family, time is not on our side. And yes, God is patient, but even God will eventually move on, pass you by, not bless you because you determined to sit and wait and deal with your old thing. God will pass you by on the way to a new thing because you determined to sit and die. Family, wrapped up in your mess is your moment. But if you miss your moment, if you choose option three to sit and die as a people of God, family, you will die. The black church is dying. I'm not talking numerically. I'm talking about our power. The black church has been the prophetic body of believers on the planet, and we are dying. We're moving from being prophetic, going out into the community, going out and getting involved in different issues and circumstances, and becoming priestly, dealing with what's happening inside the walls. The church, the black church, is losing its power. No, we're giving over our power. The people of God, this is our time. We must stand against negative press about our people. We must take a stance against negative policies and negative pressure. We must stand against the pathological president. We must refuse to sit here and die. I'm done. But let me just tell you the outcome of the four lepers. Verse 5 and following tells us that the four homeless, unhealthy, hungry lepers went into the enemy camp. And guess what? There was much food and so much more. They not only found food and fed themselves, but all of Israel through the famine. They became unexpected, unlikely ages through which God performed a miracle for Israel. Some of y'all missed that. When you make the right choice and are willing to take a risk and take a leap of faith, God will not only bless you, but God will use you to bless others. When you thought it was all about you, God was preparing you to help somebody else, and you don't have a witness. Family, whatever the option, whatever the choice in life, be sure not to choose option three. Don't sit there and die. Don't procrastinate. Choose a creative option. Choose a courageous option. Don't sit there and die. Choose a confident option. Choose a conscious option. Whatever you do, don't choose option three. Choose an assertive option. Choose a faithful option. When you're faced with an extreme situation, don't waste time looking how big the problem is. Take a look at how great your God is. Look at how far God has already brought you. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun until our new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won.